We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, time to go out to the fan hotline. It's brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. That's where we find our partner in crime, our co-host, Mondays at 5 o'clock. It is time for the James Conner Show, presented by Dollar Energy Fund and powered by Bowser Chevy in Beaver Falls and Monroeville. Chris Muller off today. Arthur Motes will be with me tomorrow at 2. Andrew Filippone here for the next hour. And then Paul Zeiss and Ramon Foster, the Ramon Foster Show from Nakama in Wexford. James, an early Merry Christmas to you and your family. How you doing, man?
Thank you. Doing better. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Let's go through, and man, I've hated, we've really loathed these types of conversations over the last few months, but let's talk about what happened yesterday. When did the injury happen, James? Was it something that nagging thing that got worse? Was it just one big play, one big hit, a twist, a turn? Tell your fans just kind of what happened yesterday in against the Jets.
It was nothing that was nagging. You know, legs were feeling good. That turf down there was kind of tough. But it's hard to tell on film whether I took a direct blow to it or whether my foot was stuck in the ground. But no, I was just my right quad, pretty bruised up, and that's what happened. It's hard to tell from the film whether I took a shot to it or how it happened. I could barely, it's hard for me to walk right now. Can't really extend my leg too much. Unfortunate, frustrated. I don't like being hurt, mm-hmm. It doesn't look good, and, people are going to say things and all that, but it's just something I got to deal with again. The nature of the position, but I'm trying to do everything I can to hurt and get healthy. But I don't know if it was a specific play or how it happened, but it's my right quad. But it's just a bruise. Nothing was torn in my leg or nothing like that. So should be all right. Hopefully, it gets better soon.
Now I'm not a doctor here. I only try to play one sometimes on the radio, James. But when you say that right now that nothing is torn, is that because you got the results of the MRI back and that's what it showed?
Yeah. I had my MRI this morning, so no tears in it, just a lot of swelling and bruising.
Good. So I'm not in New York yesterday, so I'm like the rest of our audience who's watching the game on TV and just keeping up with the updates that we're getting from both the Steelers and the CBS broadcast. And you described how the injury happened, and then I think like maybe midway through or late in the second quarter, they panned to a shot of you on the sideline on a stationary bike. So like, did you need help getting to the sideline, and did you think maybe if I kind of try to loosen it up here, it'll get better? Is that what happened in that situation?
Yeah, that was the reason for me being on the bike, was to see if I could try to loosen it up, just try to get some movement in there. If I didn't want to stand still on it and have it hard and stiffen up.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to loosen it up through the bike. But that was my, judge to see whether how I was feeling. It was very hard for me to ride the bike even. So, that's just was trying to just loosen it up.
And there's nothing. And then I think they said on the broadcast that you didn't come out on the sideline at the start of the second half. Is that because you were either getting treatment, or were they doing like imaging there to see what was wrong? Like, what was that stretch of time like?
No, I was in the locker room here trying to do some last minute treatment type things and a little bit more testing, because I got hurt midway through the second quarter. And when I went back there, I was trying to move it and, ice it down for a second,
mm-hmm.
to see if I could, numb it up. And, I'm still trying to give it one last go before, coming out of halftime, but, I just couldn't do it. So I just got into sweatpants when I found out that I couldn't go. and I just made my way back out there on the field in the third quarter.
James Conner here on 93.7 The Fan. I want to circle back to something you've said here about how you feel like when this injury happens that it doesn't look good. What do you mean by that, James? Like what do you mean by the fact like what people on the outside might perceive about either you or the injury when that happens?
Yeah, no, you know, it's not specifically you know, that it doesn't look good, because you know I do play running back, but you know, I'm just starting running back, so I just want to be available. So,
yeah.
You know, that's basically all it is. I just want to be available for the team. I know the type of talent that I have and the type of player I am. You know, but this whole year, you know, I missed a good number of games, and it's just been frustrating because, you know, I prepared really hard this offseason for a big year. And unfortunately, you know, injuries got to me this year, maybe missed some time. We've been through adversity all year, so it just doesn't look good, doesn't feel good, just kind of some of everything.
You know, the frustrating thing, if I were in your shoes, and I'm not, and it's hard to walk in another person's shoes, obviously, but the thing that would bother me or frustrate me if I were you is that when you're healthy, you look great. I mean, I think the way you started last week was phenomenal. I thought you had burst and you were running with a purpose to start this game. So, I mean, I'm sure there are times, like even in any line of work, you wake up in the morning, you go to work and you feel like you don't have it and it's not your best day. But I don't know, James, like the thing that would maybe make me, even more disappointed is that if you can stay on the field, you're going to be productive, right? Like, you feel good about where your game is at right now.
Yeah, and I've showed that, you know, and that's why, you know, it's frustrating. But, you know, I just have to, you know, it just happened. If I want to have a long, you know, successful NFL career and have, you know, and help this Pittsburgh Steelers team do great things and achieve Super Bowls like I want to, you know, I understand that there will be ups and downs along that ride. And so, you know, unfortunately, you know, in this current state, you know, in December of 2019, you know, I got hurt. And throughout this month and last month, you know, I've been dealing with some things. But I know it'll pass. And I know that, you know, the rest of the season that I have, you know, when I come back and play and on to next year, I know I'm going to make big plays for this team and we're going to do great things. So I'm always going to keep it positive. I'm always going to believe in myself. You know, no matter what anybody else says, whether they say I'm too fragile or if I'm not durable, you know, I really don't pay attention to that. I know what type of player I am. I know, you know, I'm going to get better, you know, every year. And so, you know, but right now my focus is to get better, you know, the rest of this week so I can come and you know, help us lead us to a victory over this Baltimore Ravens team.
Talking to James Conner here on 93.7 The Fan. Do you allow yourself, James, to think about what this injury plagued bad luck season, the way that it affects your future, not just with the Steelers, but you, like your NFL future, your next contract, the things that your goals, what you aspire to become and what you want to do down the road. Does this season deter you in that way?
No, you know, every day I ask God to lead my steps, to honestly just guide my life, guide my thoughts, guide my feet. You know, he had the plan for me. I try to do my best to have good character and do all the things that I'm in control of to, you know, to be successful in life, you know, let alone football. So, you know, I don't worry about things that are ahead of me or that I haven't, you know, been face-to-face with yet. So, you know, I'm not worried about anything in the future, really. You know, I know God has a plan for me. I know I'll be able to withstand and endure any challenges or obstacles thrown at me. So not too worried about it.
James Conner here on 93.7 The Fan. Does it, and maybe it doesn't. I can't even relate at all to your situation, but would a season like this make you think at all about how you either prepare for a season or train or the workload and stress you put on yourself and how you get ready for a season, James? Does it make you question that at all? Or do you just look at what you've had as just for whatever reason, a run of bad luck?
No, for sure. You know, that's why you get other people in your life to help guide you
make
decisions, whether it be, you know, dieting and that type of workout. You know, for me, it's been, you know, I've had great people in my life that I had to take advice from and also, you know, work with, and I'm going to continue to do that. You know, I understand that the position, this is going to happen. I don't anticipate them, but I think I did a, done a great job preparing each year, and I'm going to continue to look for some answers, to continue to elevate my game, and, you know, whether it be, you know, the way I'm working out, to be able to withstand, you know, stuff at this position. I'm not going to second guess myself too much, though. You know, I'm not going to keep saying that. I've been playing running back my whole life, and so it's, there's no mystery behind it. I'm just going to continue to keep working.
Yeah, because, I mean, if it's – how much time can you really spend – analyzing something that might be outside of your control? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why you don't, you know, that's why you just work hard and control what you can control, you know. You know, that's really all it is, you know. You can do everything you can, but sometimes, you know, things happen. But I don't want to keep talking about injuries.
No doubt, man. Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
So what do you do for tomorrow and for this week to keep yourself thinking positively and showing up to work with that kind of energy that the team probably wants to see or needs to see from you?
Yeah, man. I'm going to be there tomorrow morning at our facility. I'm doing treatment tonight on this, trying to get some swelling out of this leg. And just being around the guys, having positive, you know, positive mindsets and just taking action. You know, we got practice this week, and so, you know, just go out there and make sure the guys are executing. I got to play them out. Everybody got to just do their job. And, you know, we'll do it together.
James Conner. James, I meant what I said. I hope you have a happy holidays. I'm not going to keep you long here because, obviously, you've got things you need to do from a rehab standpoint and a health standpoint. So we're wishing you the best of luck and the best of wishes for the holidays. And we'll talk again, hopefully. We can get you back on the field against the Ravens. You guys will win, and we'll be back together next Monday previewing a wild card game. All right, man?
Awesome. Merry Christmas.
You bet. James Conner right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.